Do you ever feel like being a stay-at-home mom that you have to pick and choose between God time, family time, chore time, and whatever other time there is? This episode is just for you. I'm going to talk about how to spend time with God in the morning. So grab a notebook, a pen, and get ready to take those notes. Let's hang out. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. Creating any kind of routine is not easy. Even if you're a stay-at-home mom. Mom life is very demanding as it is. There was a time where it was hard for me to make time for God and I felt completely miserable. I felt miserable and I felt guilty. I felt miserable because I was so negative. I was really negative, anxious, and very irritable. Have you ever been what it seems like in a bad mood for like months, but you don't know why? This was me. And the more guilty I went every day not spending time with God, I felt more guilty because I know if there is anything most important that I should be setting my focus on during the day to give me peace, it is quality time with God. I really felt like the time I had just wasn't allowing me to set aside specific time for God. And in James 4:8, says, draw close to God and he will draw close to you. During this time, when I read that, I was seeing the specific scripture a lot. I felt this was the reason why I'm so anxious, stressed, and negative. And if I want peace, I need to seek it. Our very first priority in the morning, besides coffee, gotta have our coffee, and a run to the bathroom, should be set aside for God. And if you're thinking, well, my kids are already up at that time, it's too late, get up a half an hour earlier. I know, I love my sleep too. But the way to set a positive foundation every day is spent praying, journaling, and spending time talking with God. We cannot change unless we let God move on our behalf. The more time that we spend with God, the more we are allowing him to work in our spirit. We need to learn to rely completely on God's ability rather than our own. I don't like really looking at a sink full of dirty dishes either. It bothers me. But I don't want to be like Martha. It's such a relief to know that our lives are placed on God's timetable. We spend so much time worrying about things that are completely out of our control. This is one area that maybe you struggle with. Know that God will relieve you of that burden entirely. You just have to trust him. All that stress that you feel about, oh, I still have dishes to wash, or oh, I still have to do the laundry. After spending time with God, he will cause you to start enjoying those tasks. And I know it sounds really weird, but it happens. It does. And how we fill our cup is to start our daily morning dose of the living word. This is the most important part of the day because prayer will equip you to handle spiritual attacks. One of those ways that we get attacked is our thinking. So if you aren't spending time in the Word and with God, you're giving the enemy a foothold into your life. John 14:27, Amplified Version, says, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled." The way to receive the gift of peace every single day is to meet with Jesus. The first thing that you should do to prepare to spend time with God is step number one, get up a half an hour earlier, or even 20 minutes early if you can. And if morning time doesn't work for you, find a time of the day where you can establish it, even 20, 10, 15 minutes. Even a little bit counts. And get up at that time where you won't be bothered, or set aside that time so you have that time for yourself. And step number two is to clear your mind. And I know this is not easy, especially at the beginning. If you have a real busy brain that loves to keep your thought process chatty, this can be very hard. But don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Practicing this takes time, and you need to be patient with yourself. Ask God to help quiet your mind and to help you focus on His word and voice. Step number three is to pick a quiet area to pray, to study, and to listen. And grab your coffee and choose a room in the house where you will be uninterrupted. Make this time the same time daily if you can. Decide for how long. I recommend 30 minutes or so. Sometimes I go over that because I think maybe 30 minutes isn't long enough, at least for me, but all of us are different. But if you only have 15 minutes to spare, do that. If you need to, make it gently clear to your family that this time is reserved specifically for you and God, and you don't want to be bothered. Pray that God gives you wisdom and revelation and gives you the understanding of His word. Step number four, choose an easy to understand Bible translation. I recommend the NLT and the AMP versions, which is Amplified. And I read the Amplified version. I love it. And make sure that you have a notebook and pen. Write down any thoughts that come to mind when you're reading or listening. And this is totally optional, but a daily devotional can help you dig into God's word. I use Joyce Meyer's daily devotionals or the Daily Grace Codes, and I love them both. Index cards are very super, super helpful. Any scripture that stands out to you, write it down and reflect on it through the day. It also helps me to memorize the scripture too. And pick a short book in the Bible to read at the beginning, like Galatians, Colossians, and James are all short books that I encourage you to start with. I also love the book of Ruth and the book of Esther. Those are other short books, but these have some great scriptures that are so important to memorize. To implement a good study time, you can use the SOAP method, which is scripture, observation, application, and prayer. And write any words down that stand out to you and look up the Greek definition of the word. And step number five, pray and do not be afraid to ask questions and let God know how you feel. We are too confidently and come boldly to God. He already knows how you feel, so however you're feeling, give it to Him. Ask for discernment and knowledge in His word if something doesn't make sense. No matter how silly you think that your question is, God wants you to ask it. To God, there are never any silly questions that you can't ask Him. And there's no wrong way to pray. Your prayer life will improve over time. Refer to the scripture on how Jesus taught His disciples to say an effective prayer, which is Matthew 6:7. Prayer is simply just a conversation between you and Holy Spirit. So it doesn't have to be a formal kind of prayer. If we're to connect with Him unceasingly, He just wants you to connect with Him and talk to Him. And step number six, reflect on your study. What did you write down, if anything, and what does it mean to you? How does it make you feel? What about this specific scripture stands out? A phrase, a word, a sentence. Who is the book about? And did God reveal anything to you in His Word? Was there a certain scripture that stirred your spirit? And find a Christian counselor, a friend, or a supportive community. Find a Christian mentor that is trustable in helping you develop a prayer life and personal relationship with God. Find a great Christian friend that you can reflect with on certain scriptures and that you can talk to. And you can also find a great supportive group that you can be a part of, whether it be in a church, a group of close friends, or you can kind of even come into my group if you want. And if you need a supportive community, I'm inviting you right now to join. And the way to get there is bit.ly/thecontentmarketingmompreneur. And spend time with God is a constant pursuit. If we want peace in our lives, we have to pursue Jesus. God's word does not work in our life if we are passively waiting for it and putting the word to work. We have to be intentional chasers of God. The more we put into it, the more we will reap the benefits in the appointed season. John 15:5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much fruit. However, apart from me, you can do nothing. I think that's a very important scripture to remember when we cut ourselves away from God. We need to be connected with him constantly. God's word helps us grow spiritually, mentally, and also helps us grow in knowledge and in wisdom. If you're hurting, his word will heal you. If you need encouragement, his word can encourage you. But the word will only work if you are spending time in it. We essentially need to fill our cup first before we have anything left to give to others. So if you find yourself stressed, anxiety-ridden, or very short-fused, this might be why. So your next step is, if you haven't gotten your cup filled today beside your coffee, go do it, sis. Talk next time. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.